Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. It's Holy Week. Good Friday and Easter Sunday are just a few days away. For believers around the globe, this is the most meaningful season in the Christian calendar. Well, up next, a longtime pastor explores the profound mystery of how God brought salvation to the world and the spiritual renewal taking place in our country today. All that's coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Kurlaitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you moms are joining us again this week, right? Every episode we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. So again, so glad that you're joining us this week. You're going to be encouraged. All right, on to today's program. Bishop Leon Benjamin is the senior pastor and founder of New Life Harvest Church in Richmond, Virginia. Now, among many other endeavors, Bishop Benjamin is the founder of United to Pray, a national movement to pray for national leadership and the future of our nation. He's also the president and founder of the Coalition of Leaders United, dedicated to advancing conservative values in America. And plus, add this to his resume, he also works closely with the president's faith office. All right. Well, welcome, Bishop Benjamin, to the Moms for America podcast. So glad to have you.
It's good to be here, Debbie. God bless you and all the Moms for America and Kimberly, the great work that you guys are doing across the nation and around the world, really.
Thank you. And you as well. We met, I think, last year sometime on a project, and just all of us together, we're concerned about America. And we're just really, as we go towards this Holy Week, we're just delighted to have you on because I want to talk about so much. I said to you right before we got on, I said, I want to talk everything from Easter to Israel. So, so welcome aboard.
Amen. It's exciting times, you know, so it's a lot to talk about.
Yes. Well, just a little bit about your family and let us get to know you a little bit, Bishop.
Yes. Well, Debbie, I am a husband of 34 years. It'll be 35 years this year. Three wonderful children, and two are married, and I got two grandkids.
Oh, nice.
One is getting to graduate from college this year. Very busy household. I've been pastoring now going on 24 years. It'll be 25 years this year. And of course, I had to drag my family through politics. I ran for Congress back in 2020 and 2022 and the special election in 2023. And been working in that political arena since 2015, not knowing that I would be where we are today, working with the current administration and just praying for our duly elected president, 45, 47, President Donald J. Trump, and all the things that are going along with that. So you can know it's definitely been a roller coaster. I'm also a Navy combat veteran too, as well. Served in the Gulf Wars, doing Desert Shield, Desert Storm, on board the John F. Kennedy CV-67. So I was glad to get back home from that back in 1991.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for pouring into your congregation and speaking the truth. I mean, this is what we need. We need more people involved in the political arena. We need more people sharing the truth, the gospel. I mean, because we're lost without it. So you brought up the administration. Let's start a little bit about that, because I know that you do work with the president's faith office. Tell us about some of the things that you're currently doing. And then I want to talk a little bit about some of the specific things that I have heard that are going to be happening in Washington, D.C., and actually across the country. We've never seen a president that I know in my lifetime ever call for such a time as this, meaning a renewal and a rededication to Christ and our Judeo-Christian foundation. Tell us about some of the things you're doing with the president's faith office.
Yes, and we thank God for President Donald J. Trump writing that executive order. We were actually in the Oval Office when he signed it, and we actually had a chance to pray for him that day. Pastor Paula White Kane, she is the director of the Office of Faith, so she's leading this with every cabinet having an office of faith.
It's
So all
incredible.
the cabinets have an office of faith. And what we're excited about is that we are allowing church leaders, faith leaders across the nation to connect. And whether they're African American, Asian, Hispanic, doesn't matter, white, black, red, yellow, brown, the office of faith is open to hear, to pray with. We've had many prayer and worship services right in the White House. And also just working on providing access for church leaders, faith leaders across the board. And this is real religious freedom here. So we're talking about Jews, Muslims, whatever religion you are. Our president is honing on the fact that all need to have religious liberty, and especially Christians in
Yes,
America,
amen, amen.
especially. And Jews and Christians have a common similarity where persecution is not strange. And so persecution right here in our own backyard, our president has launched a religious liberty commission with Attorney General AG Pam Bondi, where we've been meeting at the Museum of the Bible on a regular basis now, hearing the testimonies of those across this nation who have been victims of religious persecution. It's been amazing. So I'm so glad that we are a part of this. Pastors and leaders such as myself, faith leaders across the board, coming together to deal with all those issues that our president is so courageously looking at. He's not backing away. He's definitely not shy.
No, he's not, and I'll tell you, it's incredible to keep up with him, but it is inspiring and it's empowering Christians and faith leaders to once again be bold. We should have always been bold, but somehow we've all went into the corners, like hid our because of the persecution or because of kind of just an anti. You can't be a mom now. You can't love America. You can't pledge allegiance. All this craziness was out in full force. But truly, thank you to President Trump and all those in the administration that have made this a priority. One of the things, I've got a couple things I just want to talk about before we get into maybe Easter and Israel and stuff. President Trump is doing a couple initiatives that are amazing, and I know you're speaking to a lot of those. America Prays. Tell our audience about America Prays.
Yeah, President Trump made a declaration. It's like a decree. It's amazing that he wanted all of America praying at least 1 million a week. How about that?
Love it.
Praying for America. 1 million American citizens praying for this nation. And then leading up to that rededication day, May 17th, 2026,
Yes. Sounds
where we will
amazing.
be, I know we'll be all coming together, rededicating. Now, what president does this? But this one has rededicating America back to God, being one nation under God. And we know this is the God of our fathers, our Judeo-Christian roots, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're not ashamed, and he is not ashamed about that. He sometimes teases the church and says, you guys have the power. He always plays around with that, but he has such respect
Yes,
for the understanding that this America, these United States of America, were ordained and covenanted under Christian Judeo roots. And
Amen.
so it's amazing.
Yes, May 17th, rededicate 250. Moms for America is going to be there. We're participating at some
Yes.
level, and we will be there. So we're delighted to be praying for America and rededicating our hearts and our homes to our Savior. So that's exciting. Now, you also talked about the M Museum of the Bible, and there is another amazing thing happening at the Museum of the Bible, right? It's like read the Bible, the full reading of the Bible. I mean, I know you can't be on every one of these teams, but I've heard about this as well. We're going to read the entire Bible in Washington, D.C.
Well, President Trump put out his Bible that was given to him, and a lot of people got a lot of slack about that. That separation of church and state, and they totally misrepresent that letter from Thomas Jefferson, president. is not talking about keeping the church out of the state. It's talking about keeping the state from interfering with the church. But yes, read the Bible. Something as simple as read the Bible. Our president understands that if we're going to have any authority here in this nation, it's not in our name. It's in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Bible says in Book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and this Word became flesh. This is John chapter 1, and dwelt amongst us. Who was that Word becoming flesh? Nobody else but Jesus Christ. And even the Lord said, "You search the Scriptures." That's Old and New Testament. That's Torah. That's the Psalms. That's the prophets. The major, minor, all the books. New Testament, they speak of me. Come on. You can't get any more clear than that. That when you read the word, you're reading the love story from God through his son, Jesus Christ. It's a love story.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's it. We're all getting our Bibles out. But and as well, the Museum of the Bible, I'm just mentioning that for our moms too, is going to do this reading of the Bible. It's April 19th. I don't know if it goes on for a whole week, but they're literally having a cast of leaders read the Bible at the
Amazing.
Museum of the Bible, again, focusing on our Christian, Judeo, historic relationship that God has blessed us with here in America. So, just I know there's a ton of more things that are happening all across America, but just some of those things are just so encouraging. Now, are you seeing a spiritual renewal across this country? There has been a shift, clearly, that a lot of us have seen. What have you seen, Bishop?
Well, I just like to put it in a hashtag. Hashtag the rise of Christianity. I mean,
Yay.
it is clear that there is a revival going on. We're not waiting on revival. No, we're not even praying for revival as is to make it seem like it's not here. We are actually praising God in revival right now. That's what's going on. There is no other president in my lifetime that has opened up such his heart, his mind. It's just open up to the believers that love the Lord Jesus Christ. There is such a revival. We're seeing it grow. It has. People are now coming back to church. I'm talking about,
Right
I
after
mean,
Charlie
Ray
Kirk
Ray,
as
Shay
well.
Shay.
Right
Yeah.
after Charlie Kirk's, I
After,
mean,
I mean,
Lisa.
it's these young people, we call it the Gen Zs,
Yeah.
the millennials. They're coming back to church, but they're not coming back for foolishness. I gotta say that as a bishop. They are coming back for the truth. Tell us the truth. We want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. So there's a rise going on right now in Christianity.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see too. I know that church attendance has gone up, especially well, everything that's happening, and then right after Charlie's assassination, there was such a rise in young people, like you said, coming back to church. Do you think this Easter will be different in this Holy Week and leading up to this? I believe that there's going to be a different year for us in church.
Well, I think the enemy made a mistake in assassinating Charlie Kirk.
That's right.
Made a big mistake. And his assassination opened up the floodgates for those now searching and seeking now the kingdom of God. And so this Easter, we call it Resurrection Sunday. The
Amen.
Jews may call it something Passover, but this Easter is probably going to be a hallmark in this nation. It's not by accident. 250 celebration. So we're celebrating the natural, but we can't forget the spiritual. And this
Amen.
president is sensitive to both. I mean, we're going to see probably the churches packed, okay, on Easter Sunday morning. Some people are going to have what is called sunrise services. That means 6 o'clock in the morning before the sunrise, as to talk about when the Lord got up from the grave that early Sunday morning. And so some churches are going to be having sunrise services, and it's going to be all types of celebrations going on. The big Easter egg hunt, of course. The White House is going to have the Easter roll, and we don't worship the bunny, but we understand we understand the having the children come and to play again in the streets. It's just amazing. I saw that even in Israel when I came back from there this past December. Children playing in the streets, amazing.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm just kind of I want to get to your trip to Israel and what you saw there. But before we do that, just kind of on the heels of this, you work with a coalition of leaders, Coalition of Leaders United, and what you're advancing conservative values and the restoration of moral clarity in America. Just before we leave that, I want to just s s that's so important. Not only is revival happening, but we're actually restoring the moral compass, which comes from our relationship with Christ, obviously.
Absolutely. The foundations. The Bible says clearly, if the foundations be removed or destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so moral clarity and moral values are so important. The family, the institution of family. We have to now redefine the family because the definition of family has been marred and tarred and feathered. So we got to go back to one man, one woman, one male, one female constitutes a marriage. We got to say it's only two genders. It's amazing we have to say this.
I know, believe
And
me.
but really getting back to the understanding of what God meant when he says, let them have dominion. And we know that God doesn't want us to be poor. He doesn't want us to be sick and diseased. And so the coalition, what we do, we pray every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., praying for President Donald J. Trump, praying for the leadership, praying for the Office of Faith, Pastor Paula White Cain, the cabinets. We have different people from across the nation come and pray. Even from Israel have come and prayed with us across the nation and internationally. And so we don't take it for granted. If we don't stop praying, we say a little cliche, no prayer. That means N-O, no prayer, no power, but no prayer, K-N-O-W, no power. So you can't have any power here on earth without prayer.
All right, moms, right up to this break, we'll continue talking with Bishop Leon Benjamin about his trip to Israel and his special message for our moms. We'll be right back. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning, from free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue with our interview, I do want to remind everyone, please like, share, subscribe. Okay, get this out. I know so many of our moms are going to be encouraged with what Bishop has to say and what he's sharing today on this podcast. So please like, subscribe, and share. And also, moms, if you have an idea or a topic that you would like me to take a look at, would you please just email me at podcast@momsofamerica.net? I'd love to hear from you, whether it's a suggestion, a guest, feedback, all that. Please email me at podcast@momsofamerica.net. I really would love to hear from you. And lastly, I want to invite all of our moms that are listening to please join the movement. We surely hope that you're a part of our tribe here at Moms for America. It's moms like us all across the country uniting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. It's us, mama bears, all across this land at Moms for America. And we would just love to have you there. We also, just quick little commercial here, we have a brand new membership arena where all of us can talk safely No bullying, no censorship. We can talk about what's happening in our country and in our homes and in our community. That's Mom's Town Square. So please go to momsforamerica.us, sign up, become a member. It's all free. Sign up for our newsletter. We would love to have you in our community. All right, now back to the show. Why do you think people of faith, why do you think they haven't been really exercising their right to vote and really voting their values? I mean, you like you said, you ran for office. You're a former Democrat. Not that this is about Democrat or Republican, because there's really no party on this. But so many people, obviously in the African American or in the Hispanic community, actually in every community, it doesn't really matter because there's liberals everywhere. And people are just not voting their values. Moms aren't voting their values. Evangelicals aren't voting their values. Why is that? And how do we restore that?
Well, I believe it's been a strategic effort to divide us. I call it fifth generational warfare, psychological warfare, where we have these false doctrines, communistic, socialistic, Marxist ideology, have been inserted into our very structure of America. And now, like weeds, they grow up together just like the wheat and the tares. And they start to strangle the good grass. And the tares also start to look identical to the wheat, except for that little bitter taste on the tare. And you can't recognize it at first. So, we've allowed ourselves to grow up together with wheat and tares, with the weeds. But it's time to do what I call a weed and feed. We are now getting the real fertilizer called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The real fertilizer of God, which is spirit and truth. Though that worship him, he says, the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in
Any
truth. So
truth,
that's the fertilizer that pulls up the weeds, okay? And it's
Amen.
the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit that separates the wheat from the tares. And so that's what's been happening. We've been seeing it all grow together because the devil has sown it. The Bible talks about how the good man of the house, if he would have watched, he would have not have suffered his house to be broken into. So the house of the Lord in America has suffered a breaking in. And but look, we are not awoke. We're not woke. We are awakened. That's what the Bible says. Wake up, O sleepyhead, and Christ shall give you light. So the light has come. The light is here. And the light is also a good fertilizer. It's a good what we call antiseptic. It's a ster it does something to evil.
It
It does
does.
something to darkness. Light shone in darkness, the scripture says, and the darkness comprehends it not. So the light is here, and that's what we're seeing. All these sleepy people who have gone apathetic, come on, pessimistic, tore up from the
Uh-oh, we're getting
floor.
some church here this morning. We in some church,
I feel the preacher in me now. But anyway, but I'm saying this, people who are now going through their own personal revival, because that's where it starts. Judgment begins at the house of God. So we're seeing the churches now waking up and taking their rightful place in the marketplace, not in a corner. Come on, not in a little closet like Elijah talking about, I'm hiding because everyone else is dead but me. Shut up, Elijah. I've reserved 7,000 who have not bowed down to Baal nor kissed his ring. So we're coming back together, this type of unity that has nothing to do with the color of our skins, but everything to do with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We all came from one blood
That's
naturally.
right.
Well, how much more the body of Christ is now purchased by the blood of Jesus. That's what Easter is all about. Somebody had the down payment, they had the wherewithal, they had the wealth to buy us back from the devil. And that's what America is experiencing right now, a
And two,
buyback.
that's it. And two things on the heels of that comment is, one, truth with a lie is always the most dangerous. And two, the church has not talked about the things that needed to be addressed all of this time. And that's a big problem. Pastors haven't led the way. Thank you for leading the way, speaking truth to your congregation, because a lot of pastors haven't. So I do feel like everyone is getting stronger and we're encouraging and empowering one another to speak the truth from the pulpit. So thank you for that. All right, let's talk a little bit about Israel. So you were there recently. Tell us about, Christianity. I mean, we Christians and Jews were, this is part of our heritage. And I'd love to know what you saw there and what was it like in Israel. I know a lot of our moms haven't had a chance to be there, and it is a focus, obviously, of the news, and we just hear things through the media. But tell us a little bit about what you saw there, and did you see Mr. Huckabee there as well, Ambassador
Yeah,
Huckabee?
well, look, we had a time there. It was like about 7 days, and we came. I didn't know what to expect, but the moment we landed, the Bible just opened up, and we saw the land and the peoples. This is the key to Israel. You cannot separate the people from the land or the land from the people. God gave that land to Israel. He gave it to them for as a promise unto Father Abraham. Notice everyone's claiming Abraham as their father, the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians. But really, the understanding is that God would use this nation as an ensign. The word ensign means like a banner, like a flag, to say, this is the nation that shows the way to God. But of course, the wars, the attacks, and not understanding that Jesus had another part of the fold that he had to bring in called the Gentiles. So we being over there, it kind of made the trip complete because now I can put my feet on the Mount of Olives in the Garden of Gethsemane. I can go to the Jordan River and step in the Jordan, or as the preacher said, the water was cold, chill my body, but not my soul. But we saw all these landmarks: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Leah, Sarah. We saw their graves. We went to Hebron. And what I got out of
Pictures
it is
came
that,
alive, huh?
yeah, God is about to blow everyone's mind. He's about to show what a complete man looks like. And that's not just Jew, that's Jew and Gentile. He's about to show why he came and died for his own. He came to he came there first, and to say, look, I'm not mad at you all. I love you. I want to save you, rescue you, because you have a mission. You have a mission. You are the what we call the natural olive tree, as mentioned in Romans chapter 11. But you have a mission to go and preach the gospel to the world. He says it in Acts chapter 1. Who's you? The Jews. Go to Jerusalem and wait to be endued with power from on high. And you shall be filled with this Holy Ghost thing, not to have goose pimp, goose bumples, goose and be in church all day in the synagogue, but to go into all nations. And that's what I saw when I got there. I said, oh, I'm here because of them. We now must become one, the one new man. That's mentioned in the book of Ephesians, and Paul talks about this, how we are no longer separated from the Commonwealth of Israel. Now, we don't replace Israel, because that's another crazy doctrine going on out there called replacement theology, but we come together as one new man. And because all the persecution in the book of Revelations is talking about the Jewish Gentile church, we call it the seven churches of Asia Minor. Well, they were all started by Jews, but guess what? The Gentiles were in there, and now we're all together. That's why the persecution is getting more heightened. Because if you can destroy America, then you're probably going to try to destroy Israel. But if you can't destroy America, you better believe that you will not be able to destroy Israel, because there will always be this connection between Jews and Gentiles that is inevitably, it will never be destroyed. That's what it says in the Bible. All nations coming down from heaven, this new Jerusalem, he says a number that cannot be numbered. Of all tongues and nationalities. That's not just Jews. That's Jew and Gentile coming together. And when I was over there, I got tingles. I had my shofar. I blew it over the Mount of Olives. I poured oil, anointing oil on the Mount of Olives, because that's where Jesus is going to what? Land, come back. He's going to put his foot on the Mount of Olives. Glory be to God. And I went into Jesus's tomb. Guess what? I went into his tomb. He's not there. He's really not.
Right. Well,
I
as
mean, we went to
Christians,
all
this is you as a Christian, this is a declaration of your faith to walk there and to see that.
Oh.
Yeah, and so what about the chosen people there? Is a revival happening in Israel, for lack of a better question? What do you see with the church happening there?
There is an understanding that the Jews ultimately want peace. It's only going to come from, though, the Prince of Peace.
Right.
And what God is doing is allowing them to go and to understand how powerful the Word of God is, even though some may not know the Messiah yet.
Right.
But they're going through the Torah, they're going through the Psalms. I saw the children in school. You know what they're learning? The Psalms of David. They're learning their history. They're learning, I mean, they're going through, and that's why they put their kids, I think, through so much learning and teaching and even entering into the military. I saw so many youth in the military. They are fighting for their right to be the chosen. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, because if you are the chosen, why fight? I am the chosen.
Right.
No, if you are the chosen, boy, oh boy, you are a target to be the chosen. And I saw them playing in the streets. I know we had October 7th, 2023,
Right,
a
right.
massacre that happened, killed so many. I mean, since the Holocaust, those people were not scared. I didn't see nobody walking around scared.
No.
I didn't see nobody walking around ducking and hiding and looking behind their back. You know, we in the hood, talking about black folk in the hood, we all, like, oh no, you can't go down that street.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't any of that. We was right there in Jerusalem, walking through the city of David. The markets were open. Oh my God, the people were there, and they were so glad to see us. I mean, they knew that we were from America. They
Yeah.
were so glad to see us.
Good.
They were so glad.
Good. Well, let's talk about the importance of us continuing to have Israel as an ally. Not only is there the spiritual, obviously importance of our historical Judeo-Christian history, right? Jesus, it was a Jew, obviously, and all this, but there's also a strategic initiative important for the initiative for us to have Israel as an ally. Talk a little bit about that as well.
Well, look, we went to the Jerusalem embassy where Ambassador Mike Huckabee,
Yeah.
that's where he's at. And we had spent about an hour. I mean, it was a long time. We sat down and talked with him, and he began to explain to us the strategic alliance between America and Israel. So he doesn't understand what is going on when some of these people with anti-Semitism
Yeah.
wanting to eradicate Israel, because the alliance that we have with Israel is that they actually output. Okay, they give out more than they take in. Our alliance is strategic. He told us how almost 80% comes into America from Israel. That's a lot of being able to for them to take our imports, and we take in about 20% from them, as far as imports. So they're giving, my God,
Let
more
alone
than we are.
location in the Middle East too, right? Both.
Yes, that it is such a strategy there. And Mike Huckabee says when he was there only in his first year, there were four wars. Four wars in his first year as ambassador. That shows you the strategy that America has to have that embassy there in Jerusalem, letting Israel know we're with you. We're not going anywhere. And when President Trump, the only one that made the promise come to pass, everyone promised other presidents, we're going to make the embassy in Jerusalem. He was the first one to recognize Jerusalem. Oh God, that's a song right there. Oh Jerusalem, the city, the capital where the embassy of the United States should be. So it's amazing that everything that we are helping them to do, they are helping just as much to do, and even sometimes more. So it's a strategic alliance. It's also, of course, a spiritual alliance,
Right.
and it's also one of a social and emotional thing. The Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer
Than a
than a
brother.
brother. Now look at all those brothers frightened. America is just a friend. Okay? And we are sticking closer, even sometimes more than their own brothers. Remember, Ishmael and Isaac were brothers. They're not supposed to be fighting, but yet they are. They are brothers. Hello? We are just friends. We are friends of Israel. And because we're grafted into the Commonwealth of Israel, we are now brothers too. So we're friends and brothers, but the real brothers are still fighting each other. We ought to pray for those brothers. We
For
ought to
sure,
pray
too.
for Ishmael and Isaac. They're not supposed to be fighting each other.
Right.
They came from the same father,
So
Abraham.
tumultuous. Yeah.
Oh,
Oh.
goodness.
Yeah.
And I'm praying that we whoever is president after 2028, you better not break that alliance with Israel. I'm just saying, I'm speaking it. We got to stay close. We got to
Yeah.
be that friend that sticks closer than any brother. We got to be that friend always.
You talked about the wars with Ambassador Huckabee, and now we've got the Iran-Israel conflict. And any comments on that? I mean, that is obviously in the news every day.
I think it was true, and I like President Trump's approach. I am in agreement that if you know someone has missiles and nuclear capabilities building and getting ready to point it at you and all your friends, I think that's a good time to strike, okay, and take them out. As a matter of fact, I heard that the new leader is hiding. I mean, how are you gonna be a leader and hide? So it's like we some have been arguing saying this is not right, but look, the Iranian people, there's a group of Christians in Iranian that are jumping for joy, and the Iranian people, period, some are even rejoicing to be able to come back home. They've been over here waiting, and so they're rejoicing over there. It's gonna President Trump, they already won the war, but now to establish something that the Iranians
New
can
leadership,
Can be proud of, and to put some form of some democratic system in there where the people know they're not under what they were under before, where I mean the Iranian government was killing their own. I mean at one I mean it's this
brutal.
who wants to live up under that? And so thank God President Trump acted, and Secretary Pete Hegseth and all of the advisors did what they did. I think it was just in the nick of time.
And again, somebody was asking me different things. I said, I don't know the intelligence. I'm not in on those meetings, so it's easy for a lot of people to make judgment calls, but they're not in the inner circle, and our leadership is. So, I'm so glad you got there, got back safely, and had such a great time in Israel. I mean, I'd love to see the promised land myself there someday. All right,
Oh,
closing
God.
comments. Yes, closing comments for our moms about keeping, as seriously as Easter is just right upon us and Holy Week, how do we keep faith the center of our home? We can rededicate, we can pray, but sometimes we just get sidetracked, and it's everything, and I know you know this, Bishop, right? It's everything that happens in our home. And I need to, we all need to keep renewing our relationship with Christ, especially as Easter is upon us, and so forever grateful for what the sacrifice that he gave us. What would you tell our moms?
I like the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And it's a comforting statement here. Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin with that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So moms, there's a race. Don't jump out now. There's a race, and I mean what Kimberly Fletcher and the whole Moms for America team, you Debbie, and all of them, you guys got in the race. You guys have made changes across this nation. You have gone into public meetings, gone into school board meetings. You have made the difference. And yes, some may be weary. So what I prophesy right now to the moms, that you will be renewed in your strength because the race is not over. And it says here, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That means endure. So I pray for a spirit of strength to endure the persecution that you moms are going through right now for standing up. We call it the mama bears, for
That's right.
speaking out. Endure the cross, but it says, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when we consider what Jesus went through, come on, let's be encouraged. If he can come out of it, so can we.
Amen.
And if he suffered, the Bible says, arm yourself likewise, as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. But there's a power that comes through Easter, the resurrection. That, yeah, you might have had me for 3 days, but on that third day, come on, somebody, I'm getting up out of this. Come on, moms, you're coming up out of that poverty. You're coming up out of those situations and circumstances that have seemed to tied you down, buried you. Everybody's thought you're gone. But, moms, somebody in your city, in your state, in your nation, around the world is watching you. Don't quit. This is the wrong time to throw in the towel.
That's right.
No, this is the wrong time. So I
That's right.
encourage you. This is the joy, and it says, don't do it with the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. So I pray strength for your minds, moms, and the dads that have to be there too.
That's
But
right.
strength, moms, you, I pray this over you right now.
Would
You
you
will
pray it?
receive
Would
this.
you pray us right now for them? Let's close
Oh
out with a
God,
prayer from you, Bishop.
thank you, Father, for Moms for America, Kimberly Fletcher. Thank you for Debbie, Pam, all of the team, and all of these moms, all of the chapters across this nation, that they will begin to receive this renewed strength. Oh God, yes, there are contradictions. Yes, there's persecution. Yes, there is suffering. But Father, you said, oh God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Bless these moms now. Give them, oh God, strength like they've never had before. Revive them, oh God, in their spirit, and let it gush out into their soul, and let it, oh God, strengthen their bodies. Let them have opportunities. Let them have, oh God, even favor now. Favor, oh God, with the government. Favor with the locales. Favor on their jobs, in their businesses. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Kimberly right now with a God with such an outpouring of provision for Moms for America that, as it says, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive it. Thank you, Lord, for Debbie. Oh, God, her courage, her strength. Lord, she is standing right there, Lord, like an Aaron. Lord, let her keep continuing to lift up the hands, oh God, of those who are leading in this fight for moms.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you will do it for your glory and for your namesake. It is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. We were just getting too close to a prayer. I just gonna take it for our mamas. Thank you so much, Bishop. That was wonderful. That was
Oh, bless
wonderful.
you, Debbie. Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, God bless you. Hopefully, we will get a chance to have you back on and be encouraged, be inspired, keep speaking the truth. We're praying for you as well, as you are in a position of authority to be the light. And we so appreciate your good words and your bold voice. So, God bless you as well. Happy Easter to everyone. Happy Easter to our moms. And let's keep looking at Jesus and not ourselves, boy, because he is the only way. There's nothing else to say about that one.
Amen. I
Thank
concur.
you.
God
All
bless you,
right.
dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop, for that beautiful prayer. That was just a great blessing that our moms so need. It's challenging times right now, and our moms need to be prayed over much more. So thank you so much. And to our moms, please have a blessed Easter. What a beautiful week this is. And take advantage of it with your family. Hope that you're able to get to church and really make that a spiritual priority in your home. All right, moms, I want to say thank you too for joining us here. And of course, we have so much great information at Moms for America. Please stop by our website. We have so many programs, seminars, webinars, resources to help support you in your journey through motherhood. Again, please check us out at momsforamerica.com. us. I say this every week, from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress, Moms for America has it all. So we're here to help you. We are the ultimate support group. And as always, moms, let's keep changing our country. You got it, one home at a time. See you next week. Happy Easter and God bless. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.